KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A community leader in Phoenix says they're hoping for swift action as they work to track down the killers of a local priest. Lenny Naidu was stabbed to death yesterday. The 59-year-old's body was found in a storage container at a temple in Eastbury. The motive for the murder is not known. Ward 49 councillor Tino Pillay has described Naidu as a loved member of the community.
We don't want it to be a matter where it's taken lightly. Murder is murder. And above all, to make matters worse, is a religious leader in the community. And we want SAPS to obviously do what is necessary to apprehend the perpetrator. These issues obviously affect the community because we are a close-knit community. And the leader himself, the religious leader himself, was a well-known person in the area of Eastbury. So it's obviously a shock to our community and it's so close to home.
Eskom says a 36% electricity price tariff increase is needed to help it move away from being reliant on government bailouts. The National Energy Regulator is today in Soweto conducting public hearings on the power utilities application. Similar hearings have been held nationwide in other parts of the country. The KZN leg is expected to take place this weekend at the Gravel Racecourse in Durban after it was initially postponed. Cliff Shigo reports from Soweto.
NERSA has already approved a 4% tariff hike to help Eskom recover around 8 billion rand in losses from the 2021-22 financial year, bringing the total proposed increase to over 40%. Eskom's multi-year plan also includes proposed tariff hikes of 12% in 2027 and a further 9% in 2028. Addressing Soweto residents, Eskom executives defended the application for a 36% tariff hike, saying it will help the cash-strapped entity to recover operational costs. Civil society movements, trade unions and political parties are also present to make presentations opposing the application. Cliff Shigo, Orlando West, Soweto.
The head of NATO has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of using Ukraine as a testing ground for new weapons and claims he's ramping up his rhetoric and reckless actions. Speaking at a meeting of foreign ministers in Brussels, Mark Rutte said he'd like to see more military aid and less discussion on what a peace process could look like.
Putin is not interested in peace. He's pressing on, trying to take more territory because he thinks he can break Ukraine's resolve and ours. But he's wrong.
Rutte says the alliance must help get Ukraine to a position of strength against Russia before negotiations can begin. And finally, Will Smith appears to be returning to his music roots on a more permanent basis. The Oscar-winning actor has announced he'll perform in France for the first time in July next year at the International Positive Festival. He recently released a new single, Work of Art, and is rumored to be working on a new album. The top story, a community leader in Phoenix says they are hoping for swift action as they work to track the killers of a local priest. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas bowling attack still has space to evolve, according to coach Pete Buerter. Leicester boss Ruud van Nistelrooy wants to move on quickly as his team face West Ham tonight in the Premier League. And it is a big week for the South African golf calendar as the Nedbank Golf Challenge starts on Thursday.